Hello and welcome to the 4th & 1 podcast. I'm your host Cameron Ritz. Wrapped up a very interesting week 15 with some Tuesday night football. Also had some Saturday night football, 2 Monday night games. Just week 15 was all over the place with some upsets sprinkled in. Arizona taking a nosedive again at the end of the year with a loss to the Lions. And the Lions, I haven't seen them dominate a game like that in a long time. More on both those teams later in my power rankings. But of course, we're now at my predictions and look at the playoff picture. At 32, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are still dysfunctional with even without Urban Meyer. But I guess a positive for them is James Robinson finally getting the work he deserves instead of Carlos Hyde. Why they even signed him is truly beyond me and just shows how bad Urban Meyer was. At 31, I have the New York Jets. This team is still pretty bad. There are a few bright spots on this team, like the D-line with Quinnen Williams and Carl Lawson when he does get back from injury. But still, I really don't think that this team will be ready to compete for another 4 or 5 years if they continue to have Zach Wilson as their quarterback. That's why I've been advocating move on from Zach Wilson this offseason. I really think they should. I think Zach Wilson is the biggest bust we've seen since Josh Rosen. And I think they should have a Josh Rosen-type situation where they take a quarterback and trade Zach Wilson this offseason. At 30, I have the Houston Texans. It's just continued rebuild, same as last week. This team just is in a rebuild. It's simple as that. I don't expect them to be a good team. It's the same with these 4 teams at the bottom. Well, 5 teams at the bottom. But also, free Brandon Cooks. That man does not deserve to be subject to that pain. I guess he would kind of like being the vocal point of that offense, but he's a journeyman receiver. He deserves to be traded. But at 29, I do not have the Detroit Lions. I have the Chicago Bears. Matt Nagy is a huge problem for that team. They need to be fired. He needs to be fired right now. It's simple as that. It's not give him another year. He has a new rookie QB. No, it's get him out of there and make sure Justin Fields doesn't end up like Mitchell Trubisky. But also, what was that 4th down call on Monday night? That was abysmal. I don't think I've ever seen a worse play call than that. But at 28, I have the Detroit Lions at the highest they will ever be. But this team would follow Dan Campbell into a fire. And they respect the guy. I'm starting to see, you know what? He has had a bad roster, yes. But he's been able to beat 2 teams that are playoff contenders. So I'm starting to think Dan Campbell could be the future of this team. They've built a great culture there, and a team, it's a culture that I think players would want to come to Detroit to play with Dan Campbell. At 27, I have the New York Giants. It's just fired Gettleman and Judge. They were both terrible, completely incompetent. And it's time to go out and get Russ, get a new head coach, get a new GM. But I think that first plan of action, go get Russ. They shoot for the stars. But they need to go out and try and make a big move. Because that is a very talented roster. But I just think Judge and Gettleman have really ruined it. At 27 or 26, I have the Carolina Panthers. Matt Rhule should be fired by the end of the year. There's no doubt in my mind. They started off hot, 3-0. Now they're 5-9. Just not a good look for Carolina. At 25, I have the Las Vegas Raiders. Congratulations, you beat a practice squad and Nick Mullins. I don't think that's too much of an accomplishment. They're still not going to make the playoffs. They're still not going to be a team that's going to make some noise at the end of the year. They're still not a good team. It's simple as that. At 24, I have the Atlanta Falcons. This team has been just all over the place. This might be one of the hardest teams to look at. Because they're 6-8, but they really look like they should be 4-2 or 4-10. They have just looked terrible in some spots, but they've also looked really good in some spots. Like one, the first half against Tampa Bay a few weeks ago, they looked really good. They were sticking right with them. Then they collapse. This is just a really hard team to look at. I think it's just move on to next year. Build around your guys that you have right now. At 23, I have the Seattle Seahawks. Pete Carroll's job is 100% on the line. They're already out of the playoff race. I think it's they haven't been officially eliminated, but everybody knows that they're not going to make the playoffs this year. It's Pete Carroll's job on the line. If they go 9-8, barely miss out on the playoffs, say, I didn't have my starting quarterback for a month and a half. And say, all right, you got another chance. But I don't think they have a shot at winning out. So moving on. At 22, I have the Denver Broncos. It's a team. It's the same situation as Atlanta. They're such a hard team to look at because you don't think they're as good as what their record shows. But praise up for Teddy Bridgewater. Nasty hit. But moving on. 21, I have the Baltimore Ravens. Who knows when Lamar will be back. But Tyler Huntley, he may be a QB option for teams that need a QB this offseason. Like Denver. Like Carolina. He looked really good. Made really good decisions against Green Bay. And keep in mind, he's only 23. But still, that team is just injured beyond belief. And they were going up against a division team to keep the lead of the division in the Bengals this week. I don't think they're going to win that one. At 20, I had the Cleveland Browns. Nick Mullins, he played all right. But Baker Mayfield is done in Cleveland. It's a tough loss, but he just got to win out. But I still think Baker Mayfield is done. I think you got to look at Pickett, Corral, Willis, one of those guys to develop. At 19, I have the Washington football team. It's just the same situation for a lot of these teams. You have to win out to make the playoffs. You can afford to lose one game, but if you lose the Cowboys like I think they will this week, I think they're done. At 18, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. The division is still wide open for them. You just got to go out there and get some wins. And they've got a big test this weekend against the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think it's going to be a close game, but Pittsburgh, they've got to prove something. And I don't think that win against Tennessee was proving anything. Ryan Tannehill played awful, and no Derrick Henry, so I'm not taking that as a huge win for Pittsburgh. It's the same thing as Minnesota and Washington. You've got to win out. They're 7-7. You have to win out. At 16, I have the New Orleans Saints. They've had Tom Brady's number, but you have to win out. It's the same thing for Miami. You have to win out. 16, 17, 15. Miami, New Orleans, Minnesota, Washington, Philadelphia. You have got to win out to make the playoffs. Yeah, you can't really afford to lose one, especially if you're Miami. At 14, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts looks unstoppable, and I think they are the team out of those guys in the AFC, like Minnesota and Washington, that will make the playoffs as the 7th seed. Nick Sirianni has extremely surprised me. He surprised me a lot. I didn't think he was going to be that good, but he's got Jalen Hurts looking unstoppable, who had a great game. That throw to Greg Ward was unbelievable. At 13, I have the Cincinnati Bengals. The division is wide open for you to take it, and I think they will. You just have to win. You have to win. It's what is getting down to for these teams. You just have got to win. At 12, a bit surprising here, I have the Arizona Cardinals. Here comes the collapse. Here comes the straight nosedive down to 10-7. This team just does not look good right now. It was the same thing that happened last year. Kyler Murray gets injured, they come back. It just doesn't look the same. At 11, I have the Tennessee Titans. They need Derrick Henry back. And Ryan Tannehill, I'm going to put it exactly how I see it. Ryan Tannehill is a terrible quarterback. Terrible. When he doesn't have his run game, he makes decisions that make him look like he's never played football in his life. I mean, it's gotten to that point. Ryan Tannehill is terrible. At 10, I have the San Francisco 49ers. You have a really big test this weekend against the Titans. You've got to win it. It's a good team on defense. You just have got to win this weekend. Prove 9-6. You're looking really good. At 9, I have the LA Chargers. Take your points if you're Staley, and I think he's going to start to know that, but I don't really hate the play calls as much as most people do. I think it was pretty smart, but if you've been denied three times on fourth and goal, maybe it's time to say, you know what, they're stopping us, they got our plays, let's take our points. But also, prayers up for Donald Parham. Hopefully he's not paralyzed. At an 8, I had the Buffalo Bills. You have got to win this weekend. Against the Patriots, this is a huge, huge game. And I think they do take control of the division. The winner of this will win the division, I think. At 7, I have the New England Patriots. The streak had to end somewhere. If it was against Buffalo the week before, if it was against Buffalo the next week, or where it did come to an against Indianapolis, I just didn't think there was a chance that they won out. But New England, they're still a good team. At 6, I have the Indianapolis Colts. They are not playoff contenders. They are not a team that can maybe make it to the AFC Championship. They are a Super Bowl contender. Super Bowl contenders. Jonathan Taylor just ran over one of the best defenses in the NFL. Nobody's stopping this team. Carson Wentz is playing his role beautifully. This team is a Super Bowl contending team. That defense stays underrated. Darius Leonard stays underrated. This team is unstoppable right now. I think they do make the Super Bowl. The way they've been playing, the way Jonathan Taylor's been playing, the season ended right now. They're a Super Bowl team. At 5, I have the LA Rams. I think they do finish out and win the NFC West. Arizona, again, taking that nosedive. In LA, they've won 2 in a row against 2 division teams, or 3 in a row, but they're on the up, and I think they do win out. Matthew Stafford gets his first division title win. At 4, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady cannot get a win against the Saints in the regular season. I'm not too worried about it. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, though, that was pretty good. If you saw what he did on Twitter, he tried to get a new surface for a friend in Tom Brady. That was pretty good. But Tampa Bay, I'm still not worried about them. They're still a really good team. At 3, I have the Dallas Cowboys. Dak needs it to get it together. That offense needs to get it together right now. But that defense, Micah Parsons stays. I think he is the defensive player of the year right now. He's played unbelievable. Dallas, they are a very dangerous team right now. If that offense gets back to where they were at the beginning of the season, there's not a team in the NFL that's going to stop them. At 2, I have the Kansas City Chiefs. They're still the best in the AFC. Nothing has changed. I think that this team was out of the playoff race in most people's eyes. 2-4. Well, look at them now. They're 8-4 and sitting in the one seed with a first round bye. And at 1, I have the Green Bay Packers. They just continue to dominate. You have the MVP on your team. I just don't think there's a team right now. I think they do finally get back to the Super Bowl this year. We're going to get into my predictions now. For the 49ers and Titans on Thursday night, primetime, give me the 49ers. I think they're a hot team right now. Tennessee, they're coming off of a bad loss to Pittsburgh. I just think that this is a game where San Francisco dominates from the start. Browns and Packers on Christmas Day. Give me the Packers. I don't think there's a chance that the Browns win this one. They do get Stefanski back at the head coach, but I don't think it will help at all. The Packers are just a better team. Colts and Cardinals. Give me the Colts. This is going to be a really good game, I think. I just don't think Arizona is... I think they're going to start a 3-game losing streak, and Indianapolis is going to continue their winning streak. But there's definitely a good chance that Arizona can pull out a close win here on Christmas. Lions and Falcons. Give me the Falcons. It happened last time. Lions got a big win against a pretty good team. Then they go and lose by 21. I think they lose to the Falcons, just not by 21. But also, I could definitely see the Lions winning this one. Ravens and Bengals. This is going to be a really close game. I think Huntley will definitely keep it close. If Lamar is playing, give me the Ravens. But I think the Bengals with no Lamar, I think the Bengals do pull this one off. Rams and Vikings. Give me the Rams. The Vikings and their playoff hopes here. And the Rams continue to climb and I think put themselves in control of the AFC in the NFC Northwest. Excuse me. Can't speak. Bills and Patriots. Give me the Bills. It's going to be a really good, close game. But I think with the passing game now going to happen, if it's not 70-mile-an-hour winds, I think Buffalo still does win this one. Jags and Jets, give me the Jets. It's the battle of mediocre and trash. Give me the Jets. I think they're just the better of the worst teams. Giants and Eagles, give me the Eagles. They looked unstoppable. Jalen Hurts looked like Lamar Jackson mixed with Josh Allen. He looked unstoppable that game. But I think they get their revenge after a poor showing last time they played the Giants. Buccaneers and Panthers, it's an easy decision here. Give me the Bucs. The Panthers are just trash. I'm just going to put it as it is. The Panthers are terrible. Chargers and Texans. Now, I was scrolling through TikTok, and I saw something very, very interesting. Every team that has beaten the Chiefs has lost to a bad team. And the Chargers are the one team that hasn't lost to a bad team. So I'm thinking this is probably their worst team on their schedule left. Is there a chance that the Texans do win this one? No, there's not. They have Justin Herbert, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, who could be out. But I really don't think it will matter. The Chargers win this one pretty easily. Bears and Seahawks, give me the Seahawks. It's, again, the battle of terrible teams. And I just think Seattle is the better team easily. Steelers and Chiefs, give me the Chiefs here. Another easy one. The Chiefs are just the better team. Broncos and Raiders, I think the Broncos do win this one. Drew Lock will be starting, so that may be a bit iffy, but I still don't think the Raiders can win two games in a row against two decent teams. Washington and Dallas, give me Dallas. And Washington's just a bit cold right now. They've lost to two division teams, so I just think Washington is out of it. Give me Dallas. And on Monday night, Dolphins and Saints, this is going to be a really, really good game. I just think the Dolphins find a way to pull off a really good game and pull off a really big win to keep themselves alive in the playoffs. Now we're going to look at the playoff picture. In the AFC, the Chiefs are the one seed. It just doesn't change. Every year, the Chiefs find a way to be the one seed. Two seed is the New England Patriots. We knew they would come down to earth at some point, and they did against the Colts. But still, I think they retain that two seed. The three seed is the Tennessee Titans. I think that will be switched out with the Indianapolis Colts by the end of the year. I think Titans possibly fall out of the playoffs. In the four seed, either the Cincinnati Bengals. It's the Cincinnati Bengals, and I think it stays there. They went from out of the playoffs to now in the playoffs. At the five seed, I have the Indianapolis Colts. I think they'll change to the Buffalo Bills. As the Colts would be up in the 3 seed. In the 6 seed, it's the LA Chargers, and I think it stays as the LA Chargers. They're a really good team, and whoever they play, which would be the Indianapolis Colts, that would be a really, really interesting game. In the 7 seed, I think it's in between the Ravens and the Dolphins. Those are two teams that have the best chance, and I think it goes to the Dolphins. I just think that Tua is going to find a way to step up these next few weeks, and get them into the playoffs. And I think they finish 10-7. They play the Patriots week 18, the final week. In the Patriots, they've probably already secured themselves a playoff spot. So I don't think that they would play their starters. So I think that's a win for Miami. Now we're going to go into the NFC side. The one seed is the Green Bay Packers, who have clinched the playoffs after a win. So it's simple as that. The Packers will stay as the one seed. In the two seed right now, it is the Dallas Cowboys. And I think that stays the same. In the three seed, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that will definitely stay the same. I could definitely see the Rams. Well, actually, you know what? I think the Rams would be the three seed as I have them winning the West, winning out. And that would give the Rams the three seed. So it's gonna be really interesting. So the three seed I have would be the LA Rams. Four seed I would have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The five seed I would have the San Francisco 49ers, and the five seed right now is the LA Rams. It's really all over the place, but at the six seed right now is the San Francisco 49ers. The six seed I would have the Arizona Cardinals. And the 7 seed is right now the Minnesota Vikings. But I think it will go to the Philadelphia Eagles. This is a really good team. They're 7-7. They're looking really good right now. And I think they will make the playoffs. I just want to thank you for watching. Go follow all the socials. TikTok, Twitter. Those are my two main ones. At 4th1Podcast. Thank you for watching. Merry Christmas. Have a great holiday.